first component of this wave occurs in systole and reflects the rapid blood flow toward the probe, which generates a high-frequency wave. At the end of systole and beginning of diastole, blood flow slows and reverses direction, resulting in a second, lower-frequency wave on the negative side. Finally, forward flow returns at the end of diastole, producing the low-frequency third wave on the positive side before the process is repeated for the next cardiac cycle.